More Idaho Matters right now. This July, the Dutch National Ballet will be taking the stage for the first time in 40 years. They have a U.S. tour, and it's beginning in Idaho at the Sun Valley Pavilion for two nights of unforgettable dance. So joining us today to talk more about the upcoming performances are Dutch National Ballet's director, Ted Branson, and Associate Artistic Director, Rochelle Beaujean. I want to welcome both of you to the program. So, Rochelle, the company hasn't toured, as I mentioned, here in the United States in 40 years. So what inspired this most recent tour?
Well, why decide? Because it's also a matter of being invited, and it's been heavy with the pandemic in there, and people not being able to travel. So I think everybody's ready for this move, and we're definitely looking forward and preparing ourselves. So yeah, let's go.
Yeah. And so Ted, what's it like to get a tour of this size ready to go?
It's a pretty big operation. We were just talking about it in a meeting I just had, because we're traveling to three different locations and with different groups of dancers and different four different programs even. So it's exciting, and it's as I said, it's a complicated operation, but it's also incredibly fun, and we're looking forward very much to, and exciting, you know, we're looking forward very much to returning to the United States, to being able to share our work with so many different people, and it's a great adventure for us.
And Rochelle, talk to us about what's in store for the two nights in Sun Valley, because my understanding is at least the first night there'll be a collection of four pieces that will be performed.
Yeah, so you will see a mixture of the Hans von Manen repertoire, which is the signature of our company. And I think it's very special because the United States, more and more cities are actually acquiring his work. And I've been setting his pieces all over the States. And I think the American audiences have a very good understanding of his work. And also we have some showcases that we want to show off our principal dancers in classical pas de deux. So that's going to be an exciting and fun adventure for the audience, because I think we at the moment have very brilliant principals that we can, you know, show in different classical pas de deux. And so it's going to be a mixture, and I think it's a big venue, so we are ready for showcasing also big group pieces, and so you'll see the highlights of all our rep.
And Ted, what goes into putting a production like this together? I mean, I'm wondering about how long, you know, the company has to practice before you actually then embark on this tour.
Well, we're a lot of the repertoire that we're bringing, like the Hans von Manen repertoire, is our works that we do quite regularly. So these are being rehearsed right now, but they're more or less very familiar to our dancers. We're also going to Los Angeles with a full-length ballet, Frida, which was last done in 2020, and that takes a lot longer to bring back. But a lot goes into working with the dancers on fine-tuning and honing their skills. But as Rochelle was saying, the work of Hans von Manen is something that is very much part of our company's DNA. So it's something that we really love to bring and love to dance and, of course, love to share.
So you mentioned, Ted, that you're, of course, coming to Sun Valley, then Los Angeles. Where else are you going on this tour this summer?
Well, we're first going to Sun Valley, and then we're going all the way back to the East Coast to Jacob's Pillow, where we'll be performing for six performances. And from there, we're going to Los Angeles, where we are being joined by the larger part of the company that is only doing the performances in Los Angeles.
Well, I want to thank both of you for taking time out of your busy schedules. You have a lot going on right now to come in and talk with us about your upcoming performances. So thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Two men of color vanished after last being seen in the same deputy's patrol car.
I knew something was wrong. Your mother knows.
It's the strangest case, the most unsettling case.
Listen to The Last Ride podcast, part of the NPR Network.